but real soon to see.
Season. It's very interesting.
Let me see if it's recorded. Something like that, Jenny.
Let's continue a bit with your describing some of the community activities that you were involved in.
Well, there were a variety of different kinds of community activities. Traditional work, so that I served on the board of a range of, over a period of time, a range of different social agencies. The Parenthood of the American Camping Association, right, of the Parenthood, the YWCA, Louise Child Care, the ADA, Americans for a Democratic Society, I was active in, party and election campaigns, etc. Did some speaking for, there's no candidate to speak for. And as I said, on a variety of national committees, standard setting committees for academic programs, national curriculum committees. These were all, many were professionally related, but there were some that were things that I was interested in separate and apart. My professional affairs kept me pretty busy.
Let's get some information about your children and raising them. Were they raised pretty much in the same fashion as you were raised, or what kind of were they? Did they go to public or private schools? Were they community oriented? I'd like to hear a contrast between your own upbringing in a small town and your philosophies promoted by your parents and your interaction with your children and what they believe.
I don't think there was a great deal of difference. I think probably the, as far as our homes were concerned, I think my household was pretty much like my mother's. There was the difference that I worked, she didn't, but she was involved in a number of city activities and the Valley Council of Jewish Women, etc., so that she kept reasonably busy, and we always had someone to help in the home, which was pretty much the same picture in my own household. I think the big advantage my children had was that there were a number of cultural opportunities open to them here in Pittsburgh that became much more of a production when you had to do it from a small town, which was 40, 50 miles away. But I had a, you know, I don't know how objective you can be about your own child raising. They both went to private school. They went to the Falk School, which was an experimental school from the University of Pittsburgh. At the high school level, we decided our son should go to a public high school because it was a little too rarefied to be in private school the whole time. Our daughter went to private school. She was at Winchester at that time, I guess. One big difference, of course, was that when they went off to college, they left home. My mother and I went off to college. We were lucky to go to college in Pittsburgh and didn't have dormitory expenses, what have you. So that I suppose the family and the household life with my children was of shorter duration than mine with my parents. So as I look back on it, I think children probably should go away to college. You're getting a lot of satisfaction
you have
from them now.
A number of, how many grandchildren?
Four grandchildren.
You had four grandchildren.
And I think at this particular point in time, our family relationships are very close and very gratifying. Neither of them are in Pittsburgh, but they're close enough so that we have...
that you are quite proud and comfortable with the way your life and their lives have evolved, and feel that very proud of the way you have functioned and raised your children. How do you see your accomplishments and successes or failures in must, there are failures in everybody's lives, almost.
How do I say it?
I think I was very, very fortunate.
I've had a very good life. I've enjoyed it very much. And we had trauma. We lived through a war. We lose our parents. You know, the necessary losses that you face with it.
Do you find that Pittsburgh has been an enjoyable place to live? How do you view Pittsburgh as contributing to your happiness?
I think Pittsburgh is a great community. I think it's big enough that you can have a whole range of different activities available, and yet it's small enough that it's encompassable. I think it's a great city to live in. I like Pittsburgh.
Before we complete this, is there any other information that you would like to see added to this interview that I haven't covered? Anything connected with yourself and your...
Had a variety of auditions.
Tell us about the honors. We would like to know a little about it, and I think other people would too.
Well, personally, the honor that was most meaningful was...
What year was this?
Oh, Lordy. It was Carnegie Mellon when they gave it at that point. Four, I think. One of them, this is not really anything. It was fascinating. We spent time together because there were a variety of different kinds of activities. Because it had a lot of personal flavor. Other honors were, many were professional, you know, being chosen to serve on national committees, to be able to interact with people of certain people in their field, train and speaking in a variety of, much, you know, more bilingual than we, fortunately. Spent a summer teaching at the University of Washington, and a variety of experiences like that, all of which were great. And the University of Pittsburgh, in a sabbatical, which took me all over the country, reviewing programs in different universities, as a guest of the universities, and that was great because they were very cordial and those trips very much. I did a great deal of speaking throughout my career. Currently, since I've retired, I've been doing some workshops and speaking voters in a study of the Medicare and the whole health delivery service, so that we're planning an education. Hopefully, as the program in this country has changed, the public will be aboard a bit more, because it's really my energy currently is going into that project, which, as I say, I'm enjoying. Oh, I'm done writing, Jean. I always wrote very hard, and you kind of had to write because that was one of the criteria. But everybody said to me when I retired, oh, now you'll write. Well, now I won't write because, first of all, it's a solitary experience, and I would have missed a lot of the interaction with people if I had, you know. I really think if you're going to write something, you have to have something really worthwhile saying. Right.
Oh, you have plenty to write about.
Well, I'm not. Maybe later on when I'm less active, but right now I'm not really interested in writing.
That's a little bit out of your description.
As well, that was, because I was thinking of sorority in connection with school. It's still going.
It's not running, is it?
Yes.
This one?
No, that isn't, but this still is.
Oh, okay. Well, then I shouldn't be talking so much.
It doesn't matter. You can screen out whatever you want to screen out, I presume.
This has been a very interesting tale and very informative. And you've, I think that when people come to read this, they're going to be very impressed with this interesting life. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And
I only hope the damn tape has recorded all this.
Yes, I do too.
Let me